Let us turn to the first page of the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
请大家翻去圣经嘅第一页，创世纪嘅第一章。
The book of Genesis is the very first book of the Bible.
创世纪系圣经里边嘅第一卷书。
The Bible is a compilation, a collection of many different books.
圣经咧系一本由好多卷书组成嘅一本书。
But the very first book in that collection is the book of Genesis.
喺一组书里面，第一卷书咧就叫做创世纪。
Today we open the very first page of the Bible.
今日我哋打开成本圣经嘅第一版。
Our aim is to study chapter 1 of the book of Genesis.
我们的目标呢，就是要读创世纪的第一章。
Let's start from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
This is a very condensed sentence.
这句说话呢，是非常的浓缩。
It's packed with meaning.
是充满了很多意思里面。
First notice, especially in the English translation, the heavens in the plural.
请留意啊，尤其是英文嘅译本咧，天系一个复数。
So in Chinese, you would say 诸天。
如果喺中文嚟讲咧，我哋就会话系诸天。
The heavens in plural refers to the entire universe.
呢个诸天咧复数咧系讲紧整个嘅宇宙。
But in the same breath, the Bible says the heavens and the earth.
但是同一个时间就是讲到创造天和地了。
Which means the camera starts from the entire universe and quickly zeroes in onto our planet, the earth.
即是说呢，好像拍戏一样，这个镜头呢，从远大的宇宙一缩小呢，就去到这个地球上了。
Which means the concern of the Bible is the earth.
意思即系话咧，圣经嗰个所关心嘅系地球。
The expression the heavens and the earth taken together means everything in the world.
诸天和地呢几个字夹埋咧，即系话所有嘢，一切嘅嘢咯。
The first sentence of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
圣经嘅第一句就话，起初神创造诸天和地。
This means all things that exist in the world are created by God.
即是说呢，世界上所有一切的东西都是神创造的。
All things in our world are creatures.
世界上一切的东西都是被造物。
But God is the creator.
而神呢，就是个创造主。
And as such, God is not part of this created world.
所以呢，神并不是属于这个被造物的。
You see, all this we can see condensed in the first sentence of the Bible.
所以这一切呢，都是在第一句的里头。
But then the second verse, verse 2, begins with the word and, which means verse 2 is an extension of verse 1.
第二节呢，的开始呢，就是和这个字，换言之呢，第二节呢，是第一节的延续。
So this is what we read from verse 1 to 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
所以第一、二节呢，一口气应该这样读，起初神创造诸天和地，而且地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
Since the concern of the Bible is the earth, so verse 2 describes to us the condition of the early earth.
因为圣经的焦点是地球上，第二节就描写地球的原始的状态。
So at the very beginning, the earth was formless and void, and there was complete darkness.
一起初的时候呢，地球是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The early earth was formless, shapeless.
地球的原始状态呢，是没有形状的，是混乱的。
Void means it was empty.
即是说呢，是空洞的，空溜溜的。
It doesn't mean there was no material there.
意思呢，不是说没有元素在里面。
There was water.
有水分。
There was darkness.
有黑暗。
And there was other materials.
还有其他基本的元素。
But it was empty in the sense it was empty of life.
说到它是空呢， 意思就是说是没有生命的。
So the early earth was complete darkness. It was empty. It was a place unfit for life.
即是地球的原始状态呢，就是空的、黑暗的，是不适合活物生存的。
And there, in that complete darkness, the Spirit of God was moving.
而在这个黑暗的地球上呢，神的灵就非常。
The expression the Spirit of God in the Bible means God's presence. God was there.
当圣经讲到神的灵呢，的意思是神在那里。
What was God doing there?
而神呢，在那里做什么呢？
He was moving there.
他在那里运行。
He was at work.
他在做什么？
He was working to do something.
他在工作着，想做一些事。
He was working to transform an earthfrom complete darkness and emptiness into an earth fit for life.
他打算将一个空虚混沌黑暗的地球转变变成一个有生命可以孕育生命的一个地方。
How did God go about changing an earth which was dark and unfit into an earth which was good for living?
神又怎能够将一个空虚黑暗的地球变成一个适合生存的地方呢？
Verse 3 to verse 5 tell us how.
从第三至五节就讲给我们听。
Maybe it comes as a surprise to you.
或者对你来讲是一个惊讶。
The first thing that God thought was necessary to do
第一件神觉得必须要做的事就是
is to let light shine in darkness.
就是要在黑暗之中有光照耀。
To let light disperse darkness.
就是让光呢可以驱散这些黑暗。
So let's read 3 to 5. Then God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
三至五节，神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
God let light shines in darkness by way of a word command.
神用一句的说话就能够将光在黑暗之中照耀了。
Only God, the Creator, can create by a word of command.
只有神一个创造主才能够用一句说话来创造。
He commands, and the thing came into being.
他一开口一吩咐，那样东西就出现了。
There was complete darkness then. Now light appeared.
之前呢是完全的黑暗，现在有光了。
And it chased away darkness.
它驱散了黑暗。
In a split of a moment.
就是一刹那间。
There was no chance for darkness to fight back.
是没有机会让黑暗来到反抗。
But strangely enough, God did not abolish darkness altogether.
但是很奇怪，神呢并没有完全消灭黑暗。
But rather, this creator allows light to alternate with darkness.
这个创造主反而是会让光和暗咁样轮流嚟到出现。
The creator must think there are advantages to allow darkness to alternate with light.
创造主一定系认为咁样光暗轮流出现咧系有好处嘅。
This reminds me of another place in the Bible.
咁啊，令我想起圣经嘅另一处咁讲。
Each time light appears and shines, it disperses darkness.
每一次光一出现嘅时候，佢就将黑暗驱走。
And darkness.Can never overcome light.
而黑暗永远都不能够胜过光。
I read that in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 5.
是记载在约翰福音一章五节。
Is this not true?
难道不是真的吗？
Even your room might be in complete darkness in the middle of the night.
即使在半夜三更的时候，你的房间是完全黑暗。
The moment you switch on the light,
你一着灯的时候，
darkness disappears.
黑暗就驱走。
Darkness has no way but to retreat.
黑暗咧系冇得选择嘅，佢就要走啦。
So every time the sun rises from the east, immediately darkness disappears.
每一日太阳从东方升起，黑暗马上就走啦。
Now after creating light, other things can now happen.
一 創造了光之後，其他的東西就可以繼續創造了。
So God proceeds to transform the earth into a place fit for life.
神就繼續將這個地球呢，慢慢變成一個適合生物生存的地方。
From verse 6 to the end of the chapter 1, we see a rather long account of that work.
從第六節開始直到底呢，就是講到神的創造的過程。
Now today, our time is limited, and we can't read the whole chapter together.
今天我們的時間有限的，不能夠整章都看完。
But our aim is to gain an overall picture of chapter 1.
但我們的目的呢，就是要看完第一章。
What is the overall picture of chapter 1?
第一章的整個的意思是什麼呢？
You may say chapter 1 can be regarded as three phases.
你可以想呢，第一章呢是講緊三個階段。
First, God goes to work to transform a dark, empty earth into a place fit for life.
首先呢，神就是將一個空虚黑暗的地球呢，变成一个可以适合生物生存的地方。
It was a work of transformation.
是一个改变的奇功。
It was a work of preparation.
亦都是预备紧。
This is from verse 2 to verse 19.
从第二节至到第十九节。
Or to use the language of Genesis 1, day 1 to day 4.
或者呢，用创世的语言来讲，就是第一日至到第四日。
And then comes phase two.
然后呢，来到工程的第二个阶段。
Having prepared the earth as a place fit for life, the creator then fills the earth with all kinds of living forms.
当预备了这个地球是适合生物生存之后呢，那我们这位创造主呢，就将这个地球呢，做出各样的活物。
Day 5 and day 6.
第五日同埋第六日。
And this corresponds to verses 20 to 31.
就係從20-21節嗰度睇到。
And all these living forms include plants, animals, and finally human beings.
呢啲活物咧就包括植物啦、動物啦，同而最後咧就係人類。
And in the last sentence of chapter 1, we hear that all works of the creation are complete.
而創世記第一章的最尾嗰節咧，就講到創造的工程已經做完啦。
So verse 31 reads, "And God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day."
31節嗰度講，神看著一切所做的都甚好，有晚上有早晨，是第六日。
Then where is day 7?
咁第七日又點呢？
The Bible does speak about day 7 in chapter 2.
喺第二章咧就講到第七日啦。
Very strange. The first 6 days in chapter 1 and day 7 in chapter 2.
就好奇怪啦。頭嗰六日咧就喺第一章記載，而第七日咧就去咗第二章。
Yes, chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 speak of the 7 days.
第二章嘅一至三節就係講到第七日。
Let's read.Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
第二章第一节，天地万物都做齐了。到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。他赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
You know, when the Bible was first compiled many years ago,
当好多年前圣经合成之后呢？
There was no chapter division and no verse divisions at all.
當時呢，其實並沒有章節分開的。
Chapter and verse divisions was a tradition added on to the Bible later on.
這些章節呢，是後期的人呢，加上去。
Chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 really should be part of chapter 1.
第二章嘅一至三节讲到系第七日咧，其实应该系属于第一章先啱。
In other words, the conclusion of chapter one should end at chapter two, verse three。
即系话咧，第一节嘅结尾啊，其实系应该去到第二章嘅第三节先至系结尾。
When we look at day seven, we see the third and the final phase。
我哋见到第七日嘅时候，就知道系神嘅工程嘅最后一个阶段。
In phase one, he prepares the earth as a place fit for life.
第一个阶段嘅工程咧，就系神预备呢个地球，让呢个地球咧适合生物生存。
Phase two, he fills the earth with all kinds of life forms.
第二个阶段咧，就系创造生物，充满晒呢个地球。
Until all his works are completed.
直至到咧佢嘅工作系竣工。
Phase three, God takes a rest.
第三个阶段咧就系神休息啦。
He blessed that day and sanctified it.
神祝福嗰一日，定为圣日。
He appoints that day to be a special day of the week.
佢指定咧嗰日咧系一个礼拜里边嘅好特别嘅一日。
In other words, day seven is the climax of the work.
意思即系话第七日啊系神嘅工程嘅高潮。
It's the day and phase of completion.
是这个整个工程的竣工的一个阶段。
The goal has been reached.
目标已经达到了。
It's time to rest, it's time to celebrate.
是时候休息，是时候庆祝。
It's time to be happy.
是时候快乐开心。
To celebrate God's success.
要庆祝神的成功。
So this is the overall picture of Genesis chapter 1.
所以这个就是创世纪第一章的整体的意思了。
Let's now turn to chapter 1, verses 26 to 28.
现在请回去第一章的26节至28节。
Of all the living things that God has created, human beings is the dearest to him.
在所有的被造物当中，在神的心目中最宝贵的是人类。
Let's read 26 to 28.
我们从26节看到第28节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them.And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Among all created things, only humans are created in God's image.
在所有的被造物当中。唯有人类是按住神的形象被造。
What does it mean that humans are created in God's image?
人按住神的形象被造是什么意思呢？
Strangely, the Bible here doesn't give us a straightforward explanation.
好奇怪，圣经这里没有很直接了当的解释给我们听。
Maybe God wants us to think and discuss about possibilities.
可能神想我们想一下东西，讨论一下，有什么可能性。
But one thing is clear.
但是有一点是很清楚的。
Among all created things, only humans are special to God.
在所有的被造物当中，唯有人类是很特别。
Humans are dearest to God.
在神的心目中，人类是最宝贵。
And what does it mean that humans are in God's image?
人有神的形象是什么意思呢？
Surely it means humans are like God.
咁好肯定咧，就系人系似神。
Humans are like the Creator God in ways that other animals are not.
人类系似神，系其他动物系冇嘅。
Humans have been given potential to become like God.
神赐咗人潜力，佢系可以变得似神。
What does it mean, like God?
咁似神又系咩意思？
The way God loves.
就係神點樣去愛啊。
How God gives of himself to others.
佢點樣去為別人付出自己啊。
How God suffers.
佢點樣受苦啊。
How God rules the world in gentleness and in wisdom.
神又點樣用温柔智慧去統管呢個世界啊。
And in many other meanings.
還有其他嘅方面。
What is the purpose of creating human beings in God's image?
咁神造人按照自己嘅形象又有咩嘅目的呢？
Verse 28.
喺28節就講俾我哋聽。
Be fruitful and multiply, so that human beings can subdue the earth and rule over the world.
要生養眾多，遍滿地面，治理這地，也要管理海裡嘅魚、空中嘅鳥和地上各樣行動嘅活物。
The purpose is to appoint humans as God's representative.
神造人係按自己嘅形象咧，目的就係讓人成為神嘅一個代表。
To rule over all creatures on behalf of God.
係代表神啊，去管理呢個地。
So human beings are ordained to be rulers.
所以人類咧係被神委派咗、任點咗做統治者嘅。
Humans are to be higher than all creatures.
在其他所有一切的被造物当中，人类的地位是最高
的。Humans are to be second only to God.
人类即是在神之下。
Now that we have looked at the overall picture of Genesis chapter 1, it is time to take a much closer look.
我们看过创世纪的全个图画之后，现在我们就应该要看细节了。
What is the picture of Genesis 1 that emerges at closer look?
我们仔细看下去的时候，创世纪第一章显示一个什么的图画呢？一个什么的画像呢？
We see a God who is the creator.
我们见到神是一个创造主。
We see a God who is powerful.
我们见到一个有能力的神。
A God who creates things out of nothingness by a word of command.
他只是用一句的吩咐，一句的说话，就能够从冇变成有了。
But at closer look, another picture emerges.
但是看清楚一点的时候，有另一个画像出现。
In Genesis chapter 1, the creator is also like a master porter.
创世纪第一章描述的这个创造主，又好像一个陶瓷大师。
Who fashions the world as it were with his own hands?
佢亲手咧去塑造出呢个世界。
Like a ceramics master, the creator fashions the earth as it were with his heart and soul.
就好似一个陶瓷大师一样，创造主咧用佢嘅心，用佢亲手嘅去塑造。
And like a master porter, God likes what he makes.
亦都好似一个陶瓷大师一样，神创造嘅一切嘅嘢，佢都好满意。
He spends time looking at what he has made, and he finds delight in what he has done.
佢睇自己嘅创造，睇下睇下，觉得好喜悦。
The world is very dear to him.
呢个世界喺佢心目中系宝贵嘅。
Every creature is very dear to God.
每一样被造物都系非常嘅宝贵。
Yet humans are the dearest.
但是人類是最寶貴的。
The past one week on Facebook, I received two different kinds of posts.
在過去一個星期，在我的 Facebook 上，我收到兩方面的訊息。
One was about reactions from my friends towards the killing of innocent people in Paris.
第一個訊息就是講到巴黎那件槍擊案慘事，有啲朋友咧去表達佢哋嘅心情。
I have friends who are Jewish who live in the USA, and one friend who is Jewish who used to live in Paris.
我有一啲猶太人嘅朋友係住喺美國嘅，我亦都有一啲猶太朋友咧係住喺法國巴黎。
And my friends were expressing their reaction towards the cruel, the mindless killing of innocent people.
咁我嘅朋友咧就表達緊描寫下自己嘅心情啦，嗰啲槍擊者係幾咁殘忍。
They would post that "Je suis Charlie, I am Charles."
就寫住啊，我就係嗰個 Charlie 啦，我就係嗰個畫卡通嘅人物啦。
And there will be a great march in Paris, and 40 world leaders will join this march in support of France.
咁聽日咧，咁喺巴黎咧就會有一個遊行。40个国家的领袖会参与，为了支持法国。
The one policeman that was gunned down was actually a Muslim.
一個被槍殺嘅警察咧，其實本身佢自己就係一個穆斯林。
And last night, his family spoke out in a press conference.
昨晚咧，佢嘅家人咧喺記者招待會講。
These people are just pretending to be Muslims. They are just terrorists and not Muslims.
呢啲瘋癲嘅人咧，佢哋假扮係穆斯林，其實佢哋係恐怖分子。
So I'm disturbed and I'm very concerned about this.
所以我個心好不安。
How can human beings do such evil things in the name of jihad?
人類啊，點解竟然可以打聖戰嘅旗號嚟到做呢啲咁嘅事呢？
But the second kind of Facebook post that I received from my friends was this.
但係喺我 Facebook 上邊有另一個朋友刊登咗另外一啲嘢。
A Jewish friend of ours sent me a video with beautiful shots of 6 to 7 ceramics masters at work.
喺我以色列嘅一個猶太人朋友咧，佢刊登咗一個視像，嗰度咧就係講到有六七個嘅陶瓷大師，佢點樣做陶瓷。
They were all Asians.
呢啲全部都係亞洲人嚟嘅。
Judging from their names, the first one was Chinese.
咁啊，睇佢哋嘅名字咧，第一個陶瓷大師係一個中國人。
And the rest were Koreans.
其他咧就係韓國人。
And the cinematography was excellent.
呢啲攝影師咧，攝影嘅技術係極好啊。
It was shot in true HD camera.
咁啊，用 HD 嘅相機影。
They're so beautiful.
我從來未睇過一個視像咧，係攝影到陶瓷嘅大師佢哋工作嘅時候係點
？How the masters with their hands and their hearts and their soul fashion a vessel from a lump of clay？
呢啲陶瓷嘅大師啊，係將一堆泥咧，佢用心用佢哋嘅靈魂去陶造一啲嘢。
He would look at the vessel, and I see delight and satisfaction on their faces。
佢哋全神貫注嘅就睇住佢哋嘅陶瓷，望嚟望去就微笑起上嚟，覺得非常嘅滿意。
When the correct shape has been achieved, he goes on to carve forms and lines on the vessel。
當呢個陶瓷成咗形之後，佢哋咧就開始喺上邊嚟到雕刻圖案。
When all is done, they sit back and look very satisfied。
做完曬之後，佢哋行後一步望下佢哋嘅製成品，佢哋非常嘅滿意。
That video clip was so good that I share it to everybody, to public。
嗰個視像我係好喜歡，於是乎咧，我都將佢咧喺我自己嘅 Facebook 上邊同大家分享啦。
I recommend all of you to view this video. If you would become my friend on Facebook, I'll share it with you also.
咁如果你已經成為咗我個 Facebook 嘅朋友咧，我就鼓勵大家都睇下呢套視像。
In Genesis chapter 1, the expression "and God saw it was good" repeated 7 times.
喺創世記嘅第一章。做完每一次嘅工之後咧，佢都話神看這是好的。呢句説話重複咗七次。
In verse 4, after light has been created with the purpose of dispersing darkness, God looks at light and he feels it was very good.
喺第四節咧，就係當神創造咗光，光驅走咗黑暗之後咧，神望住光就覺得這是好的。
In verse 10 of chapter 1, when the atmosphere The oceans and dry land are completed. God looked and he felt it was good.
係第十節咧，就講到當神做咗呢個大氣層，將水同地分開之後咧，神就話好。
In verse 12, after all the plants and vegetation and the fruit trees are completed, God looks and he feels very satisfied.
第十二節，當神做完植物同埋果樹之後，菜蔬之後，神亦都話。
In verse 18, after all the stars and including the sun and the moon are completed, it was very good.
第十八節，神創造完星星、月亮、太陽各樣嘅天體之後，神望下話好。
In verse 21, when all the sea creatures and the birds of the sky are completed, it was very good.
第廿一節咧，就係講到海裏邊各樣嘅活物同埋天上嘅飛鳥，神又話好。
In 25, when all the animals and when finally humans are completed, God looked and it was very good.
第25節就講到神創造完各類的動物同埋人類之後，神亦都話好。
And finally, the seventh time in verse 31.
而最後一次嘅好咧，就係第31節。
God saw all that He had done, and look, it was very good.
神看著一切所做的都甚好。
Repeating the same expression seven times is deliberate, of course.
神重複嘅講好講咗七次，當然係故意嘅。
The Bible is hinting to you, the Creator is being described as a ceramics master.
聖經係想話俾大家聽，神啊就好似一個陶瓷大師咁。
Actually, in Genesis chapter 1, two different verbs are used.
其實咧喺創世記嘅第一章整篇裏邊咧，係用咗兩個唔同嘅動詞。
And these two verbs are interchangeable in chapter 1.
而呢兩個動詞咧喺第一章裏邊咧係交替用嘅。
The first verb is bara, and it means to create.
第一個字咧係讀 bara， 意思咧即係創造。
The other word is asa。
另一個字咧係 asa，
and that word means to make，
意思就係做。
Create and make are used interchangeably，
創造同埋做係互相嘅交替運用嘅。
The work of making something is a work of creation，
一個做嘅過程啊，亦都係一個創造。
And finally, in chapter 2, verse 7, a third verb is used。
而第二章嘅第七節咧，第三個動詞有第三個動詞。
yatsa。Yatsa means to fashion, to shape.
嗰個動詞咧就係yatsa。Yatsa咧就即係去塑造咁解。
Now clearly these are words of the work of a master potter.
嗱呢幾個動詞咧都係一個陶瓷大師用嘅言語嚟嘅。
Chapter 2, verse 7, let's read.
第二章第七節。
And then Yahweh God formed or fashioned man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和華神用地上的塵土造人，將生氣吹在他鼻孔裡，他就成了有靈的活人。
When we put all these clues together, a picture emerges.
當我們將這些提示拼圖拼在一起的時候，
The Creator is not only a God of power.
咁我哋又知道咧，創造主唔單止係大有能力。
But the Creator is also compared to a master potter.
創造主亦都係相比於一個陶瓷大師。
Who fashions the world, especially human beings, with his own hands.
佢係親手啊，將呢個世界，尤其是人類，去塑造出嚟。
And he does so with his heart and soul, so to speak.
佢係用佢嘅心去創造。
And notice, he likes whatever things he makes.
請留意啊，無論佢做乜嘢，佢都滿意。
Everything in the universe is very dear to him.
每一樣嘢喺佢心目中都係咁親愛。
He's the potter.
佢就係陶瓷嘅。
He's the master.
佢係個大師。
He's the best.
佢係最好嘅。
And yet, humans are the dearest to him.
而咧，人類對佢嚟講係最寶貴。
So this then is the overall picture of Genesis chapter 1.
呢個就係創世記嘅第一章嘅全圖嘅大意啦。
Let us come to a conclusion.
我哋要做一個總結。
All things that exist in the world are creatures.
世界上所有嘅存在物都係被造嘅。
God is not part of that created world.
神呢唔係屬於被造物當中嘅。
God is the creator, he's the master.
神本身自己係個創造主，佢係個大師。
Now, you may have different concepts of God.
或者你對神有唔同嘅概念。
Maybe to you, God is a fairy.
或者對你嚟講，神啊係好似神仙咁。
Maybe to you, God is a person who has deceased, has died, and for some unknown reason, turn into a fairy.
又或者你覺得神啊，只不過係或者有一啲嘢死咗，死咗之後佢就變成咗神仙啦。
When you think of God, what is your concept of God?
當你想起神嘅時候，你嘅觀點係點嘅呢
？In the Bible, the Creator is the only true God.
聖經講到，聖經嗰位神咧係唯一嘅神。
He's above everything in this world.
佢係超乎高過一切。
He's supreme.
佢係至高
嘅。Therefore, we should worship the Creator.
所以我哋係應該敬拜創造主。
He alone is true God.
只有佢一個係真神。
We should love God.
我哋要愛神。
Secondly, Even idols which people worship are creatures.
第二，即使是偶像，很多人是拜偶像，这些偶像都是被造物。
Even though idols may represent spiritual powers in the heavenly places, they are creatures all the same.
即使这些偶像可能是代表灵界的一些活物，但是说到底，这些都是被造物。
Even though these spiritual beings might be powerful, they are creatures all the same.
虽然这些灵界的活物可能是有能力的，但他们只不过是被造物。
They are not God.
他们不是神。
They too are under God's rule.
他们本身都是受被神的统治的。
We should not worship idols.
我们不应该拜偶像。
Why should we?
为什么要拜呢?
Because humans will be the highest among all creatures.
因为人类其实是所有创造物当中的地位最高的。
The Creator wants us to be second only to God.
其实创造主摆我们的地位只是低于神的。
So why should we worship something that are lower than us?
我们为什么要去拜一些比我们地位更加低的被造物呢?
Will not idols laugh at us?
那些偶像啊，佢哋系肯定会笑我哋。
Will not idols think that we are foolish?
佢哋会唔会觉得我哋好愚蠢呢
？You humans, you don't understand your position.
佢哋可能心里喺一边笑咧，你哋人类啊，你都唔知道自己嘅地位几高。
So why should we worship idols?
我哋点解要去拜偶像
？When we are dearest to God.
其实我哋系喺神嘅心目中系最宝贵。
For a similar reason, we should not worship ancestors.
同样的道理，我们是不应该拜祖先。
Ancestors are our fellow human beings.
因为祖先是跟我们一样，是人类。
Remember them, yes.
我们要纪念他们。
Respect them, yes.
要尊敬他们。
But don't worship them.
但是不需要拜他们。
Why should we?
我们为什么要拜他们?
We are fellow humans.
我们大家都是血肉之躯，是人类。
And finally,
而最后呢?
God expects highly of humans.
神对人有好高嘅寄望。
Only we are created in His image.
唯有人类系按住神嘅形象被造。
We as humans should not do evil.
我哋人类系唔应该作恶。
We should make it our aim to live according to God's intention of making us.
我哋应该啊跟住神造人嘅原意嚟到活，以此为我哋嘅目标。
To become like God.
要变成似神
，That means to be truly human。
咁样咧，就先至系真正做人。
To become like God and to rule the world with God。
变得似神，同神一齐去管理呢个世界。
As I was preparing what I will teach today, my feelings and emotions within me were mixed。
喺我准备呢篇信息嘅时候，我心里边嘅情绪系交杂嘅。
As usual, I kept following the news about Paris on BBC and CNN a few times a day.
咁照常咧，我都系睇喺 BBC 或者 CNN 睇新闻，每日咧睇几次。依次咧，我就系跟踪住巴黎呢件新闻。
And it hurts me to see humans killing innocent people in the name of religion.
当我见到人类打起宗教的旗帜来到彼此的仇杀伤害，我觉得很心痛。
How important it is for teachers of religion to teach the scriptures correctly.
宗教的领袖去教他们的信众很正确地教他们圣经是几么重要。
How important it is to gain a correct image of God.
他能够正确地明白神他的形象是几么重要。
Let us close in a prayer.
我们用祈祷结束。